There are some fantastic sights to be seen in the South Bay, particularly along the San Mateo and Dumbarton bridges. A diverse array of birds is easily visible to passersby. And if you're up for some hiking, both areas offer superb trails for viewing the bay and its wildlife. One such location is right on the east side of the San Mateo Bridge. Traveling east from Hayward, take the Eden Landing and Clawitter Road exit and follow it to Breakwater. There you'll find the Hayward Shoreline Interpretive Center. And you found us. This is Your Wetlands.
If you want to count all of the birds that can be seen right along the Hayward shoreline, it's about 106 species. So there's a plethora of birds. Water birds, for example, one can see the American white pelican. The endangered snowy plovers can be seen. One walking along sees easily and quickly the larger shorebirds, the avocets, American avocet, and the black-necked stilt. Both long-billed and short-billed dowagers can be seen. Dunlin, these are all shorebirds, and the western and least sandpipers. A lot of ducks as well, and so it's a staging area for shovelers, the American widgeon, mallards, of course. And these birds, a lot of them, are there only in the winter. The best season is primarily fall, winter, and spring.
My guest is Phil Gordon, a retired high school biology teacher who now teaches birding through adult education programs at Walnut Creek and Castro Valley. I asked him how, with so many birds to observe, people might identify exactly what they're seeing without becoming overwhelmed.
They have published a list that one can get right there at that center where you would actually have that and could come back another time after having checked off what you think you've seen. And, of course, these lists are available all around the country. The bird checklist that someone has figured out before you got there and that can help you to study to get a little better idea of some of your favorite birds and then go out, find them, and confirm that that's really what you have. The preview, some idea of what's going to be there, really does help. And one of the curious things is that if one does find a really rare bird, that one carries that blank notebook and you sketch the bird and you put down what you think you're seeing and so forth before you look into the bird book. And then you have seen things and observed things that are not going to be influenced by what you saw in a drawing in a book.
Phil, isn't it in some cases great to just go out and observe and listen and watch the animal's behavior? But I guess on the other hand, you want to know what you're actually seeing.
The thing of it is, once you have seen something and you think you have the name of that, there's a whole array of information that goes beyond the actual experience in the field, where research has produced information about this animal and what it's up to, where it goes, if it's a migrant, what its nesting habits are, who eats it. We're always keeping an eye on predators. And so there's two sides of it, and the name of the bird is a key in my mind to a great amount of information beyond what one could ever do in a lifetime. So that's just another aspect. But I think the aesthetic of walking out and the wonderful serendipitous feeling of finding something, whoops, you hadn't seen that, and what is that? And it looks so different from the other things I've been looking at. All of those wonderful surprises, I think, are really the treat that grabs people and say, I've got to do this again and again.
Phil, would you mind taking us to another location on the other side and give us a tour from that perspective as well?
Well, on the west side, one of the locations I think is really good is the Coyote Point Harbor and the county park that's right there at the little hill that is a couple of miles north of the end of the San Mateo Bridge. And there's a junior museum that is involved in that. This is a yacht harbor. That is another wonderful access to the shoreline and to the marshes. That's a little bit artificial in the respect that there is a park there that's well established, but there are levees and trails from that site as well. It's a little deeper part of the bay. You're really right on the bay itself. So there's a little bit different array of birds. The diving birds are there, the cormorants and the grebes. Both the least and the horned grebes can be easily seen. And there is a breakwater walk that carries you outright to the edge of the bay, and you can look out from that point. That is a really great place as well.
From the end of the San Mateo Bridge, take 101 heading north to the Peninsula Boulevard exit. Once there, just follow the signs to the Coyote Point County Park in Yacht Harbor. Now, just a little further south, you'll find more prime birding sites near the end of the Dumbarton Bridge on Highway 84.
There's the Don Edwards San Francisco Bay National Wildlife Refuge, which is a tremendous resource for all of us. And then on the north side is the Coyote Hills Regional Park. And those are two that would be on our east end. On the south side of the West End. There's Ravenswood Bayside Shore Access, which is actually operated by the Don Edwards San Francisco Bay National Wildlife Refuge. And on the south side also is the Baylands Nature Museum. That is really a fabulous complex. It's in East Palo Alto. And those are places that I think are really marvelous. And the whole idea is just a great idea to look at accesses on the ends of those bridges. And there really are some fine places with large numbers of species. The diversity is terrific. And we can see in a day's time 100 species of birds if one works at it. You can do it in about a half a day and see most of these locations.
You've been listening to our South Bay Bridges Birding Tour with special guest Phil Gordon. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, and our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. If you have a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future podcast, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. Again, that's yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.